This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Good morning and welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes, as we have a conversation about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. Whether you are in the workplace or you're a student, an at-home parent, or maybe you're taking care of a loved one, or just maybe you're someone who has never really had faith and you're exploring and searching for what your purpose is, well, the next 30 minutes, we will interview everyday people who will share their everyday faith. Now, what is faith? According to the Bible, we read in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And why is faith important? That's also covered in the Bible, again, in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Says, and without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. And how do you get faith? Well, according to the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Thank you so much for joining us today on the show. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes if you want to hear some of our previous programs, or you can also check out the WCHV.com website. And we have another website. It's called Mark5Ministries.com. We are hosting all of our podcasts on that site as well. We have an email address, everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and we appreciate your comments, encouragements, and your prayer requests. Well, today's victory verses, the verses that pretty much God has put on my heart this week, I have a couple of victory verses for you. The first one comes from the Old Testament. It's Psalm 63, verses 1 and 2, and I'm reading this from the Message version. It goes like this. God, you're my God. I can't get enough of you. I've worked up such a hunger and thirst for God, traveling across dry and weary deserts. So here I am in the place of worship, eyes open, drinking in your strength and glory. In your generous love, I am really living at last. My lips brim praises like fountains. I will bless you every time I take a breath. My arms wave like banners of praise to you. Again, that's Psalm 63, verses 1 and 2 from the Message version. And our second verse, and then we're going to take a break, comes from 2 Corinthians. So this is New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, goes like this. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Fluvanna SPCA will be holding their fifth annual 5K walk on May 2nd. Starts at 7 a.m. at the Lake Monticello Golf Course. Literacy volunteers need your help to tutor local adults in reading, writing, or speaking English. The next tutor training is May 8th, 9:30 a.m. at the Carver Rec Center. Hospice of the Piedmont Benefit 5K Run and Remember will be held May 9th starting at 8 a.m. on the grounds of Keswick Hall Golf Club. And night and weekend adult enrichment classes are now enrolling at Albemarle High School. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at WCHV.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have my good friend Nate Rocky. Nate is the stewardship pastor at one of the newer churches in Charlottesville called the Point Church of Charlottesville. Nate, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, pleasure. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I thought maybe we'd do this today, Nate, since the Point is, I can't believe, is now 5 years, celebrating your five-year birthday or anniversary. Yep. Tell us about the amazing thing that's happening with your church, and then we'll get into kind of your own personal faith journey. But the two probably, you know, kind of meet up somewhere in the journey. But tell us about this church that started with nothing and now is a big deal.
Wow. Yeah, it's just got God's fingerprints all over. It's been such a fun journey. This October, we'll be celebrating our sixth year anniversary of the church, so it's amazing how quickly time has flown by. But I remember 6 years ago, sitting in a living room, there was 20 of us. We're praying and imagining about what God could be doing in the Charlottesville area, and it's just been so fun to see the lives that have been changed. As a result, just this past Sunday, we were celebrating five individuals that got baptized, dedicated their life to Christ, and that's really what it's all about. But here we are, we're almost six years later, and we have now two campuses. Second campus reaching our Greene County community. What a blessing that's been to see. That's a year old, that campus is, and we're still seeing God do some amazing things here in Charlottesville at our Monticello campus as well. So it's been a lot of fun. What an honor it is to be a part of this.
And Pastor Gabe Turner being the lead pastor at the Point, what an anointed man he is, and his family is incredible with his wife, Carrie. It seems like the two of you work extremely well together, and you just seem like you have a really close friendship.
Yes, we do. A lot of love and respect for Pastor Gabe, and love his family, and it's been really neat. I consider him a very close friend, and I really, really respect his love for God and for others, and especially his family. You can tell that he loves his family. That's a big deal, and I know that God's blessing his ministry because he's leading at home very well, too, so it's been neat.
It's a great man of God. So the Point Church of Charlottesville in the Charlottesville area, your home is at Monticello High School on Sundays, and you have two services there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's 9:30 and 11?
9:30 and 11 at Monticello High School, yep.
And then the Greene County is what?
Yeah,
time?
William Monroe High School. It's at 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock. Yep. Great stuff. And the other thing that I'm attracted to about your church, beside the fact that, you know, God is all in that place, is that you guys are not kind of resting on the laurels of yesterday's success. You keep moving as God has you moving, and you've got some pretty ambitious plans. Can you just touch on that a little bit in terms of the quest to have a 24-hour worship center?
Yeah, certainly so. The mission will never rest on a facility, but we know that a facility is a mission-critical tool. And we would love to be able to continue in a portable setting, but it's just not possible. So we've been praying, looking, and just investigating different opportunities within the community. It's challenging. You know, you're certainly familiar with the real estate industry, and so you understand. But we know that God's going to do something that only He can do. So we're just waiting and praying on that, and hopefully, sometime soon, God's going to provide for us a facility which will simply be a tool that allow us to reach more with the gospel. That's what it's all about.
Let's touch on, before we get into your personal story, for any of our listeners who haven't been to The Point, could you give your website? Because I know you also have a lot of really good podcasts that are loaded on there. You can listen to Pastor Nate and Pastor Gabe on the different podcasts. Really useful tool. Can you just throw out the website for us, please?
ThePointVA.com. is where you can find us, service times and different information about our church. Podcasts are available there as well. So
great, great church, The Point Church of Virginia. Okay, so Nate, let's walk through, if you don't mind, a little bit of your personal faith story, and if you could kind of walk us through how you ended up coming to faith.
Yeah, well, my story first begins by acknowledging that my first Sunday in church was, I wasn't even a week old. I was born, and within that first week, I was already in church. My dad, he was a pastor, and so it was, I kind of grew up with the knowledge and understanding, you know, that church was going to be a part of my life. And as I grew up, I ended up accepting Christ at 5 years old. And even then, even at a young age, I saw a difference that it marked in my life. But growing up, it never really sunk in deep. It never really changed me in a super radical way. And my faith really began to become real once I hit my early adulthood. And God ended up doing some fantastic things in my life. And it's been neat to see. He, in my early 20s, he called me to vocational ministry. Mm-hmm. And now, in my spiritual growth, my daily surrender to Him is what's marking the difference between who I was before and who I am now. Because I'm seeing God do some things in my life that I know it's not of my own strength. That's a beautiful thing.
Let's talk about that daily surrender. Yeah. I want to touch down on that for some of our listeners who maybe are not familiar with that. Let's kind of take us through, from your perspective, what that means, if you just unpack that just a little bit.
Every single day, I have to be very intentional about making sure my heart is in the right place. And that begins with time spent in God's Word. I got to let Him speak to me. I got to be in a position where my ears are unplugged and I'm hearing what it is He wants to tell me. But then following that, that has to be followed by a deep time in prayer. And really, my prayer time, I mean, I physically have to take the position where I'm on my knees and my heart is surrendered before Him, and I'm going through each category in my life. It's like my future. God, it's yours. And I have to do this daily. You know, my relationships, God, they're yours. And each category I have to go through and make sure that He owns it all. But that has to come every single day, because my temptation is to pick it up and start to control it and start to twist it around.
You'll get in your own way.
Yes. Yep. But I have to make sure my daily surrender has to include me praying to God every single day. It's like, God, You're in control. And I have to go through each category and make sure that He is indeed Lord of my life and owns my heart. But it's so easy to pick it up and to start, you know, trying to take control. And that's I think, a common temptation that we all have. But ultimately, my prayer life has to affirm His lordship in my life. It's a daily process.
You know what verse you are reminding me of when you kind of are walking through your daily surrender? You're in my mind, you're taking me to Romans chapter 12, which we've talked about on this show before. I love that entire chapter, but verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." And it sounds to me like you are extremely diligent in that process, because we, when we wake up in the day, if we are not diligent in our pursuit of being transformed by the renewing of our mind, if we don't if we skip that process and get our day off and running, the world just starts to creep in and the desires of the world, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're in traffic and somebody cuts you off, and yep. and you're saying to yourself, who is this madman in the car reacting in such a way? And there's obviously many more examples. We're going to take a break in just a second, but Nate Rocky, does that sort of speak to you in a way, that Romans chapter 12, verse 2?
Transforming your mind. The work that God does in my heart comes out of that prayer time. And I know who I can be without him. It's not a good picture.
No.
But I need to be who God has called me to be, because I'm now a new creation. I've found new identity mm-hmm. in him. And I cannot do this of my own strength. Mm-hmm. And the key ingredient is, as you identify, daily transforming your mind. It comes through prayer. It comes through surrender. Mm-hmm. It comes by me going to God and saying, I can't do this on my own. You have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You have to own my schedule, my time, my resources. All of it has to be yours.
And I have that same desire that you do in terms of time and God's word. And I frequently will talk with friends of mine who will say that, you know, when I read the Bible, nothing's really clicking for me. And part of my advice back to them is to stay with it, but then also, you know, ask God before you read it, Lord, show me what you have for me in your word. And I tell you what, once it just started kind of firing off the page at me.
No, that's excellent, excellent counsel. Oftentimes, if we're not looking for what God's trying to communicate mm-hmm. to us, it'll go right over our heads. But if you enter into the scriptures and into God's word, looking specifically for what it is he wants to show you that morning, oftentimes, like you said, it'll jump right out on the page. And that's great advice.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're talking with Nate Rocky, the stewardship pastor of the Point Church of Virginia. And we're going to take a break and be right back in just a moment. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. A jump rope event to raise money for St. Jude Research Hospital will be held May 16th at the Herman Key Rec Center on Market Street in Charlottesville, starting at 10 a.m. Palmyra Company 1 Volunteer Fire Department is holding a community yard sale starting at 8 a.m. May 16th at the Firehouse in Palmyra. Caleb's Faith, the nonprofit organization that awards scholarships to high school seniors entering a four-year college majoring in music or English, will be holding a Flapjack Breakfast Fundraiser May 16th, Applebee's Route 29 in Charlottesville, starting at 8 a.m. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at WCHV.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney. Here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Hey, welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today we have Nate Rocky. Nate is a good friend, and he's the stewardship pastor at the Point Church here in Charlottesville, Virginia. Nate, if we could, at this point in the program, could you take us through a point in your life where you really were relying on your faith to get through a certain season or a certain situation in your life? Can you walk us through that?
Absolutely. A most recent season that my wife and I actually went through, and God just grew our faith in some tremendous ways, was our call to adopt our little girl. This process began many years ago. God placed that desire in our hearts, and just through various circumstances, he confirmed that call in our life. What an honor it's been, but it's been very, very challenging. We began the process 3 years ago to adopt a little girl from China. And so much of the process was just riddled with the unknown. We didn't know exactly when this would happen, when we would receive this little girl. We didn't know what her physical needs may be, and just so many pieces that required a lot of faith. The financial side, we weren't sure how all that was going to work out. But God grew our faith, and we're blessed now to have received our little girl. We traveled to China and returned it 2 months ago, and we are just overwhelmed by how blessed we are by her arrival, and God has just grown our faith as a result of that whole process.
You've sort of defined faith as we have it here in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1. Faith is the confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. So you felt the calling, and you and your wife, you prayed about it, but there was a lot of time there where you didn't see the results, wondering the struggles during the times. Did you ever feel yourself wavering, or were you able to just kind of hunker down and stay steadfast during it?
There was the constant temptation to second guess. Mm-hmm. There was the constant pull to think again. You know, is this really what God has called us to do? Mm-hmm. In the end, though, it really strengthened our marriage as we prayed together. If we wouldn't have done that regularly, mm-hmm. I know that probably we would have let our emotions get the best of us, control the situation, mm-hmm. control the whole process. But a key ingredient through the whole process was continuing to pray together, mm-hmm. and just, again, yield to God's perfect timing. Mm-hmm. Our preference would have been for it to have happened sooner. But God's timing, now we see it on the backside, but God's timing has been mm-hmm. wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's been exactly what we needed. So to your listeners, it's an affirmation of God's precise timing mm-hmm. is always exactly what we need.
Let's talk about that period again. I'm just interested in terms of the period where you're not necessarily hearing from God, you're waiting to see, is this adoption going to happen? Did you ever feel at any point like you were being attacked by the enemy? Were you ever picking up a message of this isn't happening? Or did you, sometimes I hear from listeners who are afraid that maybe God's mad at me and this isn't going to happen because he's angry at me. Mm-hmm. Did you ever wander down that mistaken road?
Our greatest struggle during that whole process, part of it was the timing, but more of it was what was going to be required once we received this child. Because adopting internationally, you're pulling a child or you're inviting a child into your life that's come from a radically different environment. And also the program in which we were in was adopting a child that has some kind of physical need. That being more than likely the reason why the child was abandoned. And so we did not know what that physical need was, and we didn't know what that would require. And so there was a lot of temptation mm-hmm. for us to be overcome by that unknown. Mm-hmm. You know, what medical requirements would this child have? Would this child adapt appropriately? You know, we had heard stories of families that had to push through and struggle through months and perhaps years of trying to get that child reacclimated into a brand new environment. That's a challenging call. Mm-hmm. And that tested our faith. That tested my heart. Mm-hmm. That was one of our biggest temptations that we had to continually push against and let that challenge drive us closer to God. But fortunately now, we see how God's starting to provide. The transition has been a blessing. Mm-hmm. Our daughter, her name is Brielle. She's 20 months old. And every single day, despite all those concerns before, every single day, God has just blown us away by how he's answered prayers mm-hmm. and how well she's transitioned. It blows me away. Mm-hmm. And we're very, very blessed. But it just goes back to, again, prayer, and God grew our faith, and now we're seeing the products of those prayers.
And so you were able to count it all joy.
I'm sorry?
You were able to count it all joy.
Yes, absolutely. We were.
Talk us through in terms of what kind of different man are you today as a father? How has that changed you?
Man, it's been a challenge, but I'm telling you, it has grown my walk in God. It's made me more appreciative of God's adoption of us.
Yes.
You know, through this whole process, I'm thinking of the scripture in Galatians 4, where Paul highlights God adopting us,
mm-hmm.
and my appreciation for what God has done has grown immensely. Now being an adoptive father,
mm-hmm.
It's also enhanced again my prayer life, because so many times my schedule had me going here, back over there, and all that free time I had is now gone,
mm-hmm.
and I'm forced now to, in a blessed way, I'm forced now to care for someone. And during those moments in which I feel pulled somewhere else and I now need to pay attention to this child and care for her, God's saying, I want you to pray. And so that's been a neat way God's grown me during this season.
You know, my life was changed drastically at the birth of our first child, who's now, I can't believe it, 21 and a half years old. She's fourth year at the University of Virginia. She's in the Curry School, so it's a five-year program at UVA where she'll walk out next year with her master's in education. But 21, almost 22 years ago, when she was born, the life change for me was that I was in a season of I think you could call it, I was a bit of a workaholic. I went, you know, 7 days. I was in the real estate business then, as I am now, but I really had no boundaries to my business. And I went 7 days on top of 7 days on top of 7 days. And you get done with a month and you say, well, you know, I've worked every single day. And you can get caught up in that. And then you've, at some point in your life, you realize that, you know, it takes more discipline to take a day off than to kind of keep going and back and keep going back. And you realize that if you keep piling up day after day after day, that something's going to break in that system. And I think even the good Lord understood that with the whole day of rest concept. But my life changed because very quickly, just to get in and out of this story, is that I used to take, and my wife encouraged, I used to take 1 day off a week, and I would go with my daughter all day long. I would take her from the beginning to the end, and we'd do everything, just the two of us. I'd give my wife the day off, and so that was our routine, and we were only in about the first or second month of that routine, and the phone rang, and it was another realtor who needed help, and I felt like I was going to be the problem solver. And so I told my wife, hey, you know, Daddy Day's not happening today. And I handed her the baby, now my 22-year-old baby, and attempted to walk out the door. And when I saw Elizabeth, Lizzie now is what we call her, when I saw her crying, I stopped and turned around and made the phone call and canceled that appointment. And my life has been radically different from that point forward. So I just encourage you to find, if you're not already doing that, see if you can find that day where it's just you and your daughter, and it's just amazing. It starts early, and they'll never forget that time.
That's awesome. Yeah. No, I've already been very blessed by the few moments that I've been able to enjoy with her. So, yep.
Well, Nate Rocky, thank you again so much for being on the program. And I really appreciate it. As we are in our final minute here this morning, do you have any advice to any of our listeners who maybe are struggling to find faith? Do you have anything that you could, any advice that you would kind of throw out pretty quickly here to anybody who's thinking about faith?
Yes, absolutely. Pray. You know, that's a huge part of my life right now. So call out to God, and he'll be faithful to answer.
Amen. Nate Rocky, thank you so much for joining us. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Check out Mark5Ministries.com for all of our previous podcasts, and have a great and awesome Sunday.